not saying it was wrong, but it's just that not no gay. Okay. Yeah. So we are discussing again these issues over here of the three machlokos in the Ran, the Rashba, and the Rama. This is with respect to what? Eino omed b'tzad chatzera. But there's another particular case which is somewhat different, and it doesn't have to be the same halacha, not at all. And that's a case of a chotzer she'eino mishtameres. A chotzer she'eino mishtameres means that the person could be right near the chotzer, and yet it's not mishtameres. And if it's not mishtameres, you're not called a b'kinyan chotzer. Here too, the question may be asked, is it considered to be a chotzer, or is it not considered to be a chotzer, on the one hand? And number two, perhaps in the case of chotzer she'eino mishtameres, everyone will agree that it's considered to be a yad, just that it's not konan. So there could be somebody, for example, the Ran, the Rashba, the Ran may hold that when it comes to eino b'tzad chatzera, it's insufficient, the original statement of Harei Zegitech. But if it's only b'tzad chatzera, just that it's eino mishtameres, it may be sufficient, the original statement of Harei Zegitech, and later on when it will become Mishtameres or some other way, the kinyan will take place. Because as we are already beginning to start talking about what we called earlier the bifurcation, if you recall, of the Nesina and the kinyan. Not necessarily have to come at exactly the same time. This is something which we should keep in mind as we will go. But before we come back to it, I want to discuss one more important nekuda. The Mishnah tells us over here in Masechta Gittin and Daf Ayin Chesed and Aleph, Amala kinsi shtachov ze ain't a get achayomar la hegitech. And the big question is a fundamental question. We're skipping many details today for the lack of time. We try to stick to the fundamentals. A fundamental question is hegitech. This statement, is it really required in each and every case? So the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, that if a person gave a get and said nothing, the get is posel. Posel. Now, what does posel mean according to the Rambam? Rabbah said, what does posel mean? Come on. It's Rabbanah. So why is the limit the Rabbanah? So the Beis Shmuel talks about this a little bit in Siman Kuf Lamed Vov Sif Koton Aleph. I said, you know why? Because the lashon of the get itself, right? It says, Ariat Mutera Sechalodam. Right? So there's no need midoraisa for the person to actually say it. It's already written in. However, there are those who disagree. The Ran disagrees. This is discussed by the Beis Shmuel two simanim later. Siman Kuf Lamed Ches Sif Katan Aleph. But according to the Ran, in this kind of a case, it would be I get botel. According to the Rambam, it's only posel. Right? This is a fundamental machlokes. Okay, the machlokes gedolei apostel. Is it posel or is it botel in a typical case where the person gives over a get and says zero? The Mordechai seems to say that it's actually kosher with the rice and with the rabbanon. I think Gemara says in the Kimisach the Kiddushin where this is discussed. Mina yoda. How do we know that? What it says there? No, he says that's talking about Kiddushin, not talking about Gittin. And perhaps it's even limited to Kiddusha Kesef, not Kiddusha Shtar, which is a Rashi with a Rashi on the riff in the very beginning of Kimisach the Kiddushin. But B'kitzur Nimrutz, we have a three Mach locus over here. The Mangas the Gettin says nothing. According to the Mordechai, it's kosher. According to the Ran, it's bottle. And the great compromise, and it was the Rambam, that it's possible with the Rabban. Okay, this is, again, fundamental points over here. We had a lot of riots back and forth. We can't go there now. I want to talk about a person, again, right in the same Gemara here, enough Ayin Chesem and Aleph, a very important din before the next Mishnah. Cause of the get and the son of a number of different cases. Let's take a look at the Mishnah itself first. Nosna b'yodav hi yishena. She's asleep. He doesn't want to confront this. He gives her, she waits, she falls asleep, he gives her the get, he says goodbye, runs out the door. So what's it then? So ne'ora v'kora harei zugita eno get hachiyom ala hegitech. Okay, so you have to say hegitech. This is in the case of a woman who's asleep when the husband gives her the get. So what's the chesaron of Yishena? So the Ran writes, Eino mishtamer. You need mishtamer. You have to be able to watch, hold on to it. You can't hold on to it again if you're asleep. The Rashba says, no, ain lo yad klal, not considered to be her yad at all. According to the Rashba, though, it's very shver. Where's Benosan Biyada? Rashba says it's not considered to be yad. What's going on over here? What's happening? Where's Benosan Biyada? So we can make the suggestion we made earlier, that although right now it's Nayada, it's going to ultimately be Yada. We had that Ritva before. The Beis Meir talks about it and others. It's ultimately going to be Yada. This perhaps will suffice. A more lumpish suggestion is, no, it is Yada. It's not Kone. There's no Kinyan Yad right now. But the Yad itself it is. I mean, it is her hand. It's not a graft. It's her hand since birth. So I don't want chatzayer. It's her hand. She's asleep. So a yad it is. A kinyan yad there's not. Right, we spoke a little bit earlier about this. Chotz shenem ishtamer asadaita. And as long as you're kone at the end, it's good enough. And what is the comparison? The Gemara talks here about an evet. It's an evet. Both the Gemara talks about over here on daf ayin ches and talks about it back on daf chaf aleph as well. An evet. Okay. An evet. So these kinds of cases, you have this kind of a dichotomy. A nesina now and a kinyan later. So what happens, the Gemara says over here, an evet only works if it's what we call kofos. The last two words in the Mesugya. V'hilchos v'kofos. Okay? What happens if a man gives a wife his wife's evet a get and he's not kofos? And he writes a shtar matana. He puts it in the hands of his own evet, and his own evet is not kofos. And he writes a shtar matana to her, transferring possession of the evet to her. So the Gemara says that she's kone the evet, and she's megureshes when the get comes into her hand. So writes the Rambam, frek the Rashba, it's the chligita magabe kaka. So Rab Chaim explained, no. An Evan Mahalech is considered to be her Rishus. She's not Kona. Okay. So we'll bifurcate of the Nesina now and the Kenyan later on. This works, this is pointed out by the Imre Moshe, going beyond Rab Chaim. This works in the case, Rab Osai, of the Evan which is his. That's the Sugar Bagadaf. Chof Aleph, Kosa Leget and Son of Yad Avdo, Hodeshtar Matanov. So therefore, the get is his. Right to Hodeshtar Matanov, but there's a problem, he's not Kofus. So there's an Asina now, when the evidence is transferred from him to her, and there's a Kenyan later on when it comes into her hands. However, in the case of Al Gemara, Anaf Ayan Chesem and Aleph, Nosan Biyad Avdo. He gives it into her, the case of her Eved. There, the Rambam is silent. Doesn't say that it works later on. So, the Mimosha explains as follows. If it's her Eved, then as the Gemara puts it over here, on the Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, the phrase we just sort of glossed over. We mentioned once yesterday, Gita V'chatzei Rabo and Kiecha, if you recall the sixth line, on Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, so then, if you give it into the hands of her Eved, that's not considered to be Chatzera. Why not? Because we know the Baal is Ochel Peres. It's not considered to be Chatzera. His Eved, and you want to Shah Matana, in that kind of a case, once you give her a Matana, you're not Ochel Peres, right? Because it's a matana which the husband gave to his wife. So therefore, in that case is going to work if there's a subsequent kinyan. But in the case of a nosan liyad avdor, the Rambam never said it works subsequently, and the chasaron is, you cannot apply the principle of gita v'chatzera, boy and kiyach. Okay. This is a brief overview of some of these important halachas. I want to discuss this one more thing, because we're going to spend the whole day here, and I have much more to talk about. Yes?
You mind
sure. We said it's not my chiddush, it's Rab Chaim. with the addition of the Imre Moshe. And it really comes from the Rambam. That's where the Rambam has two consecutive halachas, and we'll just go over one more time. The Rambam says in Perek Hei Nechus Gerushin, Halacha Yud Zayin, Nos Nagep Yad Avda. Okay, that's Halacha Yud Zayin. Halacha Yud Ches, Nos Kosov Gev, and the son of Yad Avdo. Okay? She's Zoche in the Evet, and is Gash right away if he's Kofus. Vim Eino Kofus. She acquires the Eved, but she's not Megureshes. Ad she agia haget liyodu. Her Rashba says, no, says the Magad Mishnah. What are you talking about? It's a problem of what? Kligito megabe karka. So Reb Chaim's answer was, no. This case of giving to the Eved, and the Eved is not kofus, okay. So it's not kofus. So if it's not kofus, so it's what we call a chotzer mahalechas. Chotzer mahalechas lo kana. We'll call it a gzeres akosta, whatever you wish to call it. It doesn't mean it's not an yad at all. A yad it is, when us to be yad is fulfilled. And subsequently, through this bifurcation, you will have the kinyan to be take effect later on. That's in the case of nosen biyad avdo. The Rambam is silent on this, though, in the case of nosen biyad avdo. So if it's kof, it's fine. Great. It may no kofus, ain't no get. Didn't say, but if it gets into her hands later on, it's going to be good. Why did they say that? So I don't think Reb Chaim addressed that question. I don't remember. So Reb Moshe says, again, maybe it's coming from Reb Chaim, that in that kind of a case, since it's given into the chotzer, into the hands of her Eved, the only way it can possibly work is through the principle of Gita v'chatzera bon kiyechot. Whenever that's required, that in effect defies its bifurcation. It's not going to work because it's not bon kiyach. It's not going to work. But in the halacha yud ches, the case is where he writes her, gives her a shtam aton on the evet. So therefore, since he gave it to her, the baal is not ochel peiros. It's not ochel peiros. You don't need to come on to gita v'chatzer bon kiyach, and therefore it's okay. Still not. Okay, we'll do it one more time. The two questions against the Rambam. The first question is, how can it be, it gives the get into the hands of the Eved. The Eved is not kofus. Subsequently, it's going to be a good get when the get goes into her hands. Why isn't Tliget the Gabe Karka? Question one. The Rav Chaim answered by saying, an Eved, Shein HaKofus, is still considered to be her Yad. It's just not Kona. So therefore, the Nesina comes now, and the Kinyan comes later. Okay, that's... The additional question is, why in Halacha Yud Zayin, where it's told not to be at Avdo, not Avdo, in the case in which it's no good, Eino Kofus, Eino Get, he didn't add, but he added in Yud Ches. What do you mean, Eino? Here he says, Eino Get, Ad She Yagi Get Liyoda. Why didn't he say those same four words, Ad She Yagi Get Liyoda, in Halacha Yud Zayin? Now that's a very good question. So the answer given is no, and Halacha Yud Zayin was putting it into the hand of her Eved, in the case of her Eved, so the Baal is Ochel Peiris. If the Baal is Ochel Peiris, the Gemara is in the Fayin Zayin, you have to come on to Gita V'chatzer Bon Kiyachot. That won't work over here. It's not Bon Kiyachot. Because there's a delay. The Kenyan is not until later on. So it's not going to be any good. However, in the case of Halacha Yud Ches, was Biyad Avdo, and he gave it as a matana to his own wife, he doesn't need Peiris. And therefore, there's no need for Gita V'chatzer Bon Kiyachot. Therefore, you have the Kenyan now, and there's the Nesina now, and the Kenyan later. A little better? Imre Moshe, you look it up, you'll see it's all there. Okay? Again, I'm sorry for the express nature of this Chazara, so we're trying to cover a lot of ground in a fairly short period of time. Okay, so our last part of the first half of the Shia is the question of Dalet Amos. So the Gemara has over here, if you take a look, please, in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about Dalet Amos as being a way in which a person can get to be effective. He put it within her Dalet Amos. And then, at the top, let's take a look at Ayin Chesed very quickly. It talks about Dalet Amos, the top line. And then the Gemara has a few lines later. No. Afilu Mea Amo. It depends if who's closer to it. Karov Lo, Karov Lo. If you don't know, it's that Huyachal Ishmar, Hichal Ishmar. That's what's called Mea Amos. I mean, it doesn't, we don't only mean Mea, 101 would also be the same thing. Just an example of beyond the Dalet Amos. And the question, what's the nature of these halachos? What's the nature of Dalet Amos? What's the nature of 100 Amos? Both Mi'ikar Adin and Mi'chumra. What's the nature of the Chumra? So let's take a look. So here's the Gemara which we had alluded to earlier. Va'at lo saban uvda demati git liyodas. It's on this Gemara that we find this. Okay, so the Ran says over here that Kinyan Dalet Amos is the Rabbana. Nonetheless, to Hefker, Bezdin Hefker, it works, and the get is a valid get. What does that mean? That means as follows. That means that Hefker, Bezdin Hefker makes the Dalet Amos that's closest to her as if it's considered to be hers. Once it's considered to be hers, to Hefker, Bezdin Hefker, then not only is the get hers, but it's also considered to be a valid nesina. What kind of yada? She didn't put into her hand. He put into her yard. It's only considered to be like her yard because of takonas chachamim. No matter. That's what's one step removed from the get. That's just giving her the property. What would happen if someone will be kona some yard to some kinyan derabbanan 20 years ago? And now does it get 20 years later? We're going to say that it's no good because the original kinyan was a kinyan derabbanan. We wouldn't say such a thing. We'd say once it's already considered to be hers, it achieves the get, the gerish, and even on the level of the oraisa. With this, in contrast, Rabbi Osai, to hefker, bezin hefker, on the get itself, Rabbi Osai, on the get itself, not on the karka, that's a little bit more problematic. Maybe it's not considered to be a valid nesina, or it's a problematic nesina. That's important. It's important to understand. The Rush, for example, says over here with respect to this kinyan of 100 amis, it is based upon afkina rabbanon likidushin mineh. What's the pshat? Why the distinction between 100 amis and 4 amis? There's no, as Rabbi Kiveka points out. Listen carefully. If it's within 4 amis, so then what? The dalet amis is like her own hand. You don't need to have to come on to afkina rabbanon likidushin mineh. Because dalet amis is your kona be. Mominous and beget also, it's fine. Only if you're holding the sheet of 100 amos, what? The whole 100 amos is mine. I walk on the street, everything 100 amos to me, oh, get out of my way, it's all mine. That's crazy. Not midaraisa, not midarabona, not any stretch, it's all 100 amos mine. Within my own dalet amos. That's the nature of takanas chazal. So they're two different, they're both dinim derabona, but they have two different natures. Within dalet amos, it's considered to be mine midarabona. To Hefker, Bezdin Hefker, and therefore the get works straightforwardly. But if it's older than 100 amos, that can't be mine, midaraisa. That's impossible. And therefore it can't be really venosa biyod on a deraisa tikkun level, so you have to come on to afkinu. That seems to be the sheet of these rishonim. So to the Magad Mishnah, Rabbi Osai. The Magad Mishnah says that within dalet amos, if the husband gets there first, it's no good. Because the nature of the halacha is that we consider it to be her chatzer, and if he walks in first, it's considered to be his chatzer. So it's no good. But what will happen within the end of kuf amos, says the Magad Mishnah? So the fundamental criterion is who can be shomer it. That's what the Gemara explains over here on daf ayin chesam at beis. Who yachol l'shomer? He ani chol l'shomer. But it's irrelevant who came there first. Because even if he came there first, it's not the pshat, he acquired all 100 amos. That's ridiculous. So even though he came there first, if she subsequently came closer to the get, so she can guard it, not him, it would be a valid get. That would not apply to the Magad Mishnah in the case of within dalet amos. Because that's the nature of the din over there is, it's considered to be hers. If he's there first, it's no good. This is what Biki Vega says. So we have that dalet amos and 100 amos, they look the same, but they're not really the same at all. Where does 100 amos come from? The Ran explains it's takonas agunos b'shas hashmat. That's how he explains the Gemara. At lo saban uvda. Well, I don't understand. Make up your mind. Either it's good or it's no good. The answer is it's good. B'takonas chazal b'shas hatzchak. So in takonas agunos b'shas hashmat, they had no choice. Otherwise, people couldn't get divorced. But nowadays, if they're no longer in shas hashmat, should try not to rely upon this idea. this chumrah, Rabbi Osai, that we shouldn't rely on these kinyanim, applies in certain cases. Questions: how many cases it applies? We discussed it a little bit earlier today. The nature of the chumrah may be, Rabbi Osai, and this is important, that you're not kone until it comes into your hands, and it requires a kinyan. But perhaps in the Sina, there was even earlier. This can explain a certain halachas, which again I can't go into now. Just to try to round off this part. I budgeted myself until now for this part of the shiur. Okay, I really, unless I have any pressing questions, I'd rather talk the second part of the shiur just to get keep on a certain pace. Okay, so again, the first part of today's shiur, which is really related to the last part of yesterday's shiur, what we call the sinas aget, kinyan aget, the relationship between the two of them, how they. Fine. You have to discuss Rabbi Osai one more point for today, and then tomorrow, I have to be planning ahead. Tomorrow I have to do the sugya of makom aget, which we spend a little bit of time on, and then the humdinger of get meusa, which we spend a lot of time on. So that's going to be the end of tomorrow. We'll start it tomorrow, and then we have to go to Thursday. And, okay,
just some very fun.
Baruch Hashem, we'll do the best we can. Let's turn our attention, therefore, now to the next sugya, which I'll call the sugya of get yoshen. I mean, it starts with get yoshen, but it's a sugya which is focused initially in the the Mishnah. Ayin Testament base. That's one place where it goes. I'm going to skip Mokum temporarily because it's a separate sugya. And then we're going to go to the sugya and have Pei Aleph and Man Aleph. And I'm at Beis. That little sugya, the two sugyas are clearly related one to the other. So let's just, and we have to slow down a little bit. I know it's going too fast until now because I just wanted to finish it. Now I budgeted enough time to try to go slower on this topic. This topic really for us is much more significant in many ways. The Mishnah says in Ayin Testament base, Beishame omrim poter odom ishto beget yoshen, ubeisilul omrim osrim, eizu get yoshen, koshen es yachan imo me'acha shekasav ola. If there's yichud between the ksiva and the nesina, it's labeled as a get yoshen. Fine. Why is it possible? But Micah Miflegi, I'm sorry, I use the word puzzle, a bad word. Why should you, may or you may not, try to use this get in the first place? Rashi explains. So, legitimate, he has a get in his drawer. If you threw and shenit and love mishas ksiva, if you have a minap pnuyonolan mishagirsha, v'ave pagam. Now I want to explain to this pagam, Rabbi Osa. It's not a serious pagam. It's very important to understand this. That children who are born to parents who are not married lahalocha, we should not view them in a with a jaundiced eye. Because they're ksherim, I would use the word lemahajim and lemahajim. Pagam means, you know, what do you call it? They're born out of wedlock. It's not, it's a more of a sociological pagam than an halachic pagam. It's not really a pagam. I'm saying this for a good reason. We'll discuss this, Mr. Shem, later, a little later today. For a good reason, an important reason. Okay, fine. So Rabbi Osai, this is what the Gemara explains. Beis Shammai is not worried about this, and Beis Hillel is worried about it. And the Gemara says, Emnises lo teitze. I have such a small chashash. And we go further and says, you get the Amri, not only do we say that if she marries, she does not get divorced, she may remarry the Chatchila, says Rashi, in this Gasha beget Yoshan. And Rashi gets four magic words. Rashi, what are you doing to us? Rashi gets four words, which means not such a big Chatchila. It's because she went to Medina Sayyam, so we're in a little bit of a pickle. So then we're going to use the get, but if we would not have to do that, presumably we would prefer not to use the get in such a circumstance. That's what it seems to say over here in the sugya. Okay? Why Rashi said it, we have to see. But that's what Rashi said. So this is Pashup Shat Rabbi Osai, Gemara and Rashi. Mamish Pashup Shat, Gemara and Rashi. What is a get yoshan? What's the reason for a get yoshan? And what's the din of a get yoshan? B'pshuto, it's kosher lechatchila. Mamash kosher lechatchila. You can give the get, no problem. No problem. Again, take that back. Kol de'beisham, you can give the get. Kol de'beisila, once the get is given, so then it's no problem to marry based upon it. And Rashi takes a little bit of a different tack. And Rashi says, well, if it's Dina Sayyam, then you can give the get, no problem. You get the impression from Rashi clearly that really if you can give it, have a second get, it would be the right thing to do. Fine. This is the Gemara. This is the Gemara. Things start getting lebedik, Rabbi Osai, when the Achronim ask the following question. I'll read you the question from the Beis Shmuel in Siman Kuf Mem Ches. Sivkot Nalf. Shulchan Aruch writes, as follows. We have a din of if the get was already written and she has the get, she can get married, not worried about get yoshin. Fine. See, quotes in Sivkot and Bay is that Rashi. All the other Rishonim say Sinos Bo Lechatchila, and Rashi doesn't hold that way. Sivkot and Gimel. Rashi doesn't hold that way. Fine. But he discusses the following Shaila, Rabbi Osai. An interesting question. Listen carefully, please. Says the Beis Shmuel, Kosha l'Rambam, Tom Gid the Kohen Levna, have a much bigger kasha. Tebel Hashem Abita Laget. Was have a suffic get b'teitze? Whoa. What do you mean, Bita Laget? He quotes the words over here, Shema Pisa. There's a kash which is called in the halacha Shema Pies. Where Shema Pies discussed, Rabbi Osai, on that Yud Chesem and Beis, all the way back there, the first three words in the daf, Chashina and Shema Pies. What does Chashina and Shema Pies mean? So Tosus here, Shema says, Rashi says it's Shema Nesiachat Ima V'Havi Get Yoshan. That's against the Gemara. The Gemara says Nayin Vavim and Beis will Get Yoshan Ein Choshen. Shulah Nesiachat Ima. Frank the Gemara V'Lecha Shema Pies. See, they're two separate things. They're two separate things, Rabbi Osai. So Rashi is very shver. So the Ri says no. That Shema Pies is what's called a Laz. It's a Laz. A Laz of Get Yoshan. In any event, Tosus doesn't like it. And Tosus says, Shema Pies Ubitel Aget. Much more serious, much more high stakes, according to Shita Tosus. We're afraid of him about the get. So this is something which Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosus, what does Shema Pies mean? And the question is raised by here by the Beis Shmuel, why aren't we worried about a case of Shema Pies in every single situation of Get Yoshin? We're worried about small stuff, Get the Kohen Levna. We have much bigger problems to worry about. So the Beis Shmuel asks this question. Again, Kuf Mem Ches Sivkot on Aleph. So he says, well, if the get is in the hands of the shliach, we say, Ilu bita laget hayimishaleach l'shliach shalim sar aget. So we're not worried about Shema Pies. He would have told us, he would have done, taken action. But later on, if the get is biyad ha'isha, im kainim piyasa kvar, oma lo'isha v'yodas ha'get batal, u'mal alasas yoser. So he does nothing. There's a greater chance of a problem in this kind of a case. So what's he saying again one more time? If the get is in the end of a shliach, we're not worried. We're not worried. Says the Torah's getting tamua. It's against the mefurash shikamach of testament base. A man sent a shliach to get to his wife. Frek the Gemara, v'lecha shema piyes. And one thing Gemara, take a look at, Rabbi Osai, don't trust me. Take a look at the Gemara, chav tesu v'des. Don't trust anything I say. Chav tesu v'des, towards the bottom. It get to a shliach, a long story. This kind of shliach, that kind of shliach. Frek the Gemara, v'necha shema p'yes. What's my answer? He gave what we call mesiras namonis. We had this concept back in the bays already. The first day. About mesiras namonis. So this here, it's once again invoked here by the Gemara. He said to her, namonis alai. You see, klar, as the Torah is getting, that Shema P.S. applies even in the case when it comes to a shliach. It's against the Beis Shmuel. It's against the Beis Shmuel. Now, if you look in the Rashi, on Daf Chav Testament base, Lecha Shema P.S. It's not comparable to Sholeach et Medina Sayam. There, we're not worried Shema P.S. Demeima Omar Abba Shliach Kidmani for a Gir Eliyoda for the Okar Navshe Misfeka. But over here, where there's a certain set time, cannot go into the details right now, there's a Chashash of Shema P.S. So, a suggestion can be made, Rabbi Osai, as follows. If you look at a Rashi, on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, I'm sorry to take it to a tour of the Masechta. On Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Hamashlish Get Liishto. Rashi is Hamashlish, Moser Aget Lishlish, Kedei Legashimo Lesov Gimel Chadoshim, and again, Vuhu Holach Ledarko. Why does Rashi say Hulach Ledarko? So the Achron gives different Tirutzim. And I suggested that Hu'olach Ledarko is the old story of the Get Yoshen. Rashi Lishitoso, that only if Hu'olach Ledarko, then and only then, we are Makel by a Get Yoshen. And other than that, if Mashlish Get Be'iro, we're afraid of Pius. What about Rashi saying after Chav Tetzvah? The reason is no Chashash Pius, he's so far away. Lo'olach Anavshim Misveka, here's all in the same town. The answer is no. Tahitak is not in the same town anymore. He went to Medina Sayam. But it's important to understand that when Tosas discusses this issue, and Tosas is again arguing with Rashi, when there is Shema Pius, when there's no Shema Pius, it's a question of Alaz, etc. But Tosas also says over here that if there's a fight, if there's Eva, there's Sinah, between husband and wife, then we're not going to worry Shema P.S. It's a very important Yisod HaTosis. The Mash is Megarish Machmas Ketota, and if you're Megarish Machmas Ketota, we're not worried about Pius. It's a found in Tosis, the top Tosis, Yud Chesem at base. Rav Tam says, Machmas Ketota Megaresh. Only later on, she's leaving town, the Tovos in the Skaven, Shlotis Agen. So then, we're afraid he's spies. But if it's a Ketota, we're not afraid. Why is it so relevant? Because in our Bezin, we've been very worried about Aguna cases, unfortunately. So in certain circumstances, we're going to take a get, and we'll ask us, we want the get now. No, I'm not. I refuse to give the get now because I need to have certain conditions satisfied. It's okay. We take it on our word. We will not deliver the get if these conditions are satisfied. But at least we have the get in hand, so the woman, you know, feels a little bit more secure. We once had a case in which we did that, and the conditions were not satisfied. We refused to give over the get to the woman, and she went ballistic. She badmouthed us to the newspapers, to all the rabbis. It was an ongoing battle for months, and we stood our ground. And we refused to give the get. Because we had given her husband our word, we were not going to give the get, maybe until the civil divorce happened or whatever else was happening. We just didn't give it to her. And big rabbis called us and pressured. We did not budge. Didn't. We kept our word. So even earlier than that, some rabbis were casting aspersions on our business. How can we set up a circumstance of having a get which is being held in effect in escrow? Why aren't we afraid about bitul get? Shema P.S. So one possibility is with this Tosis. Tosis says in a case of a fight, they're all fight. This is a real fight. Super fight, a championship prize fight. So in these kind of cases, We're not afraid, according to Tosus, of Shem Apias and Vat Laget. We're not worried about it. I mean, we are worried. But Al Piikar Adin, we're not worried. Okay? That's a very important defense of what our Bezin does at times. It's also based on the Rashba, Lash of Ava, we're not afraid of Shem Apias. That's what I think is the halacha. Why shouldn't be afraid? He'll be bevat of the get just to hold her in a aguna for life, and he's capable. That is a what we'll call that a practical worry, but it's not the halachic worry that the Gemara is talking about. So the rabbi who spoke against us, I'm not saying he was wrong completely. He's right. There is what to worry about, and we wouldn't have done this in a lechatchila case, but because of the pressures, we felt it would be advantageous to do it this way. And I have to tell you that the more ignorant the husband is, the better off you are. Because no one's a whisperer is, yeah, I want you to battle the get. The average person has never heard of that. So this guy was pretty ignorant, apparently. But whatever it is, so the get ultimately did go through, not without taking busy yonis, Baruch Hashem, with mevuzin, everywhere. Good. If you do the right thing, and you get busy yonis, even the busy yonis is a covet. I mean, I've been there a few times. So I thought it was the correct decision to do, A, to get the get from the beginning, and B, to hold on to the get until the conditions were satisfied, as we had promised. Once you break your word once, that's it, you're out of business. Why should anyone give you a get in this kind of case? You already, this guy, you gave the get before the conditions were met. So we held strong. We held strong. So this Shema P.A., Rabbi Osai, is a possibility of bit laget, or maybe even a laz and bit laget. That's how we could possibly answer Tosos Kasha before. It's not real, it's a laz, a possibility. You have to really worry about it in certain circumstances. Okay. Now we come to what I consider to be one of the two of the most important topics. I left a lot of time for these. I only have time for questions, and we're not going to be in a rush at all, because these things really, really are major issues. What happens, Rabbi Osai, if a person will have yichud, not as we had the case of Get Yoshin? What's the case of Get Yoshin? The Gemara says in the Mishnah, Mishin is Koshin is Yachad Ima Me'achash Kosvula. They wrote the Get, and then there was a yichud. So that's Get Yoshin, which, you know, in a pinch is good, and ideally, you shouldn't be writing a Get Yoshin. Fine. What happens if the yichud took place not between the Ksiva and the Nesina, keep the Kodal of Noah, which is an issue. What happens if the Yid took place before the Ksiva? Before the Ksiva. Nothing in Shas says there's any problem. There's no case, no problem of keep the Kodal of Noah. That's for sure not. The Get hasn't been written yet. So at first glance, there's no problem whatsoever. However, the Rambam writes in Perek Tes, Halacha Chaf Hei, I'm going to read you the Rambam, every word counts. Nisyach and Ima, Acha she'omel en lichto v'lachtom v'litin la hele lo yichtevu. Let's take a look at the Gemara first. Before this, I went a little bit out of order. The Mishnah here on a peyal from an alf, so it's the bottom. Hamigarish es ishto v'lon ima bepundiki. Beisilah says trichem and a get. And the Gemara explains on a peyal of amud beis why an adam osu bilaso bilas nus. Says the Rambam, if that's the case over there, listen now. Again, if I get shenit and lo yodak shenis yachad im nifsal get shem boal kavachomel azeh shelo nichtav v'miksava unesano laachas shenis yachad ima ain't no get. The get is bottle midaraisa. Says the Magen Mishnah, there are some who say that this get is completely kosher. And kavachom is a klum. Why and kavachom is a klum? If they already were divorced and they lived together, So that's a new kiddushin. A new kiddushin, so fine. But if they lived together before the get was even written, it's not a new kiddushin, that's the old kiddushin. So why is the original minui bottle? We just don't understand it. The Rambam is not to be understood. This is the question which the Ran asked, the Magad Mishnah asked, everybody asked this question. What's he talking about? What's this Kavachoma? This whole Rambam is one of the difficult, difficult Rambams that we had. Very difficult. Very difficult. So the Magad Mishnah says, you know what? The Pshat must be that if they were together, there must be a bit lashlichus. There must be a bit lashlichus. Take a look on the Ran, so we can see it inside, Rebbe says. The end of the perek, please. I want the Tamidim, I don't have enough inside for today. Please turn. End of the eighth perek. Here it is. It's on page Kuf Chav Tes in this print. Mem Beis and Mem Gimel in the old print. It's between Gemara and Tana. For us, it's on column one, because of the Rambam. It gives you the, let's read the Rambam. Let's start from the beginning. Yisyachad imo achashama lichto v'lachtam litin lo lo yichtivu. Kavachom radvar. Remember, look inside. Everyone should follow every word inside. Im agetcha nosla liyod l'kshin yisyachad imo nifsal agetcha m'boal kavachom l'zesh lo nichtav. He worried about a new kiddushin, but in this case, what kind of new kiddushin? They're already married at that point in time. How can you say it'll get? And now Gemara is a suffix. Do you need a second get? But ain't Malkul Loma get bottle the gamri? Bevados? How can you say such a thing? Who said there was a beer? Who said that the beer was definitely a beetle of the shlichus? This is the tremendous kashas which the Ran asks against the Ram. Tremendous, tremendous kashas. Tremendous kashas. How are we going to attempt to answer these questions? So again, the Magad Mishnah bit the bullet and said, you know, you have to take on to the Rambam that there must have been a beetle hashlichus. Bevados. Okay. Who would argue? The Magad Mishnah says so. Bevadai beetle hashlichus. To the Yichud. What's the Kal V'chomer? What's the Kal V'chomer? So, Rabosai, the Imre Moshe goes back to something which we quoted from him already yesterday. Here's a Yisod, very interesting and subtle Yisod. If I appoint somebody to be a shliach l'ksiva seget, he's not halakhli a shliach till he starts writing. As opposed to the nesina seget, where he's a shliach already right now. He can make another shliach, etc. We discussed this yesterday. So he says, if the man lives with his wife, or is yichu, which is assumed lives with his wife, before the shliach l'ksiva seget starts writing, his shlichus is both never became a shliach. He's very fragile at that moment in time. The state of shliach had not been conferred upon him in an absolute way. That's his pshat. We saw in the Marcheshes two pshat. One was as follows. You may recall we had a pischei tshuva, the beginning of Siman Kufchav Beis, who suggested that if I do something through a shliach and it's not done in a perfect way, it's batel midoraisa. The rabbanos will become doraisas because it's not what he wanted. We weren't so happy with that, but that's what the Pischei Tshuva quoted. So here too, the get is not being done in a perfect way, because there's this monkey wrench. There's a yichud at that point between the mina and the ksiva. Memela, the whole ksiva is bottle, doesn't want it to be a shliach, it's bottle with the rice. A more sophisticated pshat, Rabosai, is that you do not require a formal bittle, along the lines of the Imre Moshe. Namely, Moshe said it, you're not considered to be a shliach until you start writing. The Marchesha said, you're never a shliach. Ksiva seget ain't a tzricha shlichus. And we mentioned earlier, maybe it's not nitvus in shlichus. And therefore, since there's no shlichus yet, So this it's easily undone by a yichud before the get is actually written. Nonetheless, it's so hard to say. It's an umdana bevadai. Bevadai? So I have my own pshat. And of course, you know, I leave enough time to have my own pshat. My pshat is as follows. Rambam is l'shitosu. The Rambam says that nisuin is yichud. And nisuin is yichud. If you recall, I brought you the sefer Eretz HaTzviva of Shefta Shlita, in which he writes that yichud is labeled as a maise ishus. As a maise ishus. Now, it's true that a chuppah being a maise ishus is a somewhat of an overstatement. A yichud. Your rabbi called yichud, chuppah is yichud. Same thing. And if a man enters into a yichud room with a woman, that itself does not create ishus midoraisa, so we paskin. Because she's not your wife. But if it's in respect to your own wife, then you'll say, you know, to paraphrase, ain't Issach al Issach, ain't Kiddush, come on Kiddush. She's already your wife. True. But precisely because she's already your wife, whenever the couple, this is a very romantic notion, right? Really, I'm serious. Every time the couple's together, they live together, even in seclusion together, it's labeled as a Maisa Ishus, and it's sufficient to mevato the original Sivui to write the get. Perhaps that's the Kavachom of the Rambam, not the way it's usually understood. Rambam says, let's see again, you saw it in the Ran. Everyone has to, let's read the Ran, let's read the Rambam from the Ran. What did he say? They shouldn't write the get. Kavachom advar. In my get, shenas no biyado v'kshis yachanima nifsal aget shemaboal kavachom lezesh l'nichtav. So the classical mafarshim explain that it means it's just a kavachom. In fact, more likely it was a bia before the divorce than after the divorce, when it really would be considered living in sin. Okay, but I want to make another radical suggestion in the Rambam. It's a kavachom in lamdus. In my get, shenas no liyado. Because the nature of yichud is that it leads to bia. Not that there's a greater percentage chance that there was a bia in this case as opposed to in another case. No. What he means is it's a kavachomer that yichud is a greater level of ma'ase ishus when they're still married. It's interesting, the Mishnah Melech writes in Perek Gimel Halacha Hey, what if this yichud between the Ksiva and the Nesina, it's according to the Rambam, would also be batel. It would also be batel, as he takes it again and gives it back to her a second time. Imre Moshe screams bloody murder, not true. It's just not true. It's not the pshat that because why? Because once there was a Ksiva Saget, according to his understanding, so the shlichus is completely completed and is a full-fledged shliach. So then you need a formal bittul, and we don't have a formal bittul over here. Why is all this so critical? Shulchan Aruch paskins suffik megureshes. So the Beis Shmuel kuf mem tesiv zayin. So the Beis Shmuel is according to the Rambam to get his bottle. Some say to get his kosher mamish. So we had mentioned a number of gedolim suggested a radical notion to solve the aguna problem. That whenever a man gets married, he should, under the chuppah, appoint somebody to write a get for his wife. You know, under certain circumstances. According to Rambam, the pasha is to get his batel mamash. However, we saw Rav Henkin, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, and Rabbi Broid, Shalita, both did something very similar. Let's combine this with a few other tricks. Kiddushin al-Tanai, which we spoke about at length, which may work in this case, maybe not. according to many posts, it does not work because of Einan Osi Bila, so Bila's Nus. And the one case we get out tonight, Kiddush Al Tanai works, is a case in which the husband's going to be dead when the Tanai is fulfilled, the case of Yava Muma or things of this nature. And they threw in, you know, let's make a Takana, and we'll say, Afkin Rabban on the Kiddush Minei, with Hefker Bez and Hefker, which all the Ramah says in Simen Chav Ches, we don't rely upon, Sif Chav Aleph. But some say we do rely on even Mizman Hazeh. So it'll be a Svek Svek Sveka. Despite the allure of the Svek Svek Sveka, to my knowledge, nobody's bought into it. Rabbi Henkel on the side, I back out. Rabbi Broid wrote, I'm not accepting it myself. All I'm doing is saying the possibility for the Gedolei HaTorah to consider. I was at the Orthodox Forum yesterday, or I believe it was Rabbi Reis who said that anytime someone suggests anything, the next thing you know, it's being implemented. And someone told me even this is already being implemented. Rabbi brought about, don't do it. I'm not saying it the halacha, but it's already being done. So you have to be careful what we suggest, even as mere suggestions. There are two additional wrinkles over here. Some say, this is Rav Herzog already in talking around this topic, said, well, you know what? If the problem is the husband's going to be mevatel the get, that's Pshat in the Rambam, let him swear that he will not be mevatel the get. Not going to go against his oath. That's a good suggestion, but I wasn't convinced that if my Pshat is correct, it's going to be of any good. Because according to my interpretation, it's not the Pshat husband to get up there and say, Hareini mevatel es get. The Maisa Ishus in and of itself may be considered a bit laget through that Yichud. So I wasn't so convinced it was really going to be true. However, if you take a look in the Tosis Rid, this is one final mocker on this topic before we get to the last topic. The Tosis Rid, please, an Ayin Vavam at base. The Gemara towards the end of Ayin Vav Amud Beis talks about it's in the middle of the daf, the beginning of the wide lines. It talks about get yoshan in a particular context. So the Tosis Rid says that here it doesn't mean it. I'm looking over here in the wide lines in the Tosis Rid in our print on daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis. Second. Hilchach Nir LeFarish, and they read in the sixth wide line. To get Yashin Dahacha, Chomer me get Yashin Dahasam. Dahasam, I mean, on him this Gashiba over Tinas Lechatchila. Abel Hacha, Misyach, and Ima Leacha, Shinasla, Haget Botel. Shim Amala, Hareze, Gitech Miakshav, Kozman Shavi, Connect Panach Lamad Yom, Shinayachal of Atla Ben Taim. A remarkable interpretation of the Tosis Rid within this Gemara. But it's an amazing bottom line. What's the bottom line? That Nemena Salai Loma Shalobasi. Wow. She's believed like 100 witnesses that I didn't come. Even though he's afraid of Bitl Aget. Get an impression, a little bit of an impression, Rabbi Osai, from the Tosis Arid, that maybe he learns it, that it's again the way I suggested, a little bit. Right? He's Bola B'Torah's Ishus and not Znus. So they get an impression that would be considered automatically to be a Bitl Haget. And why? Because Eilecha Bitl Gorol Mizeh. That's a phrase, four lines from the bottom.
Eilecha bitl gadol mizeh implies, at least to me, that it's a halachic statement. Not that if he had bia, that means he was mevatlet. No, the bia itself is considered a halachic bitl. I think that's what those words imply. And nonetheless, Nemanis helps. Of course, you know, we don't want to do things which border on the absurd. So what's going to be pshat? Under the chuppah is going to write authorize the writing of a get. They're just getting married. And then, what? And there's a claim made that there was no bia. And we have five kids. Immaculate, what? So I mean, you know, so what, you know, so it, okay, but maybe, I don't know, but maybe this might work, or indicate that maybe Shavuot would work. Perhaps. Okay. I'm up to now for the next 10 minutes before the next critical topic, which is Ein Adam Osu Bilos or Bilaznos. What are the parameters of this din? Very, very important question. But the famous Rambam, where the Rambam says that the Gaonim had a radical view, and Adam also bilas nus, Pony and Pnuya, so we assume that they're married. Rambam says that's crazy. That's crazy. We only apply this din to a situation where the couple was at one point married, and then they're used to being together, now they're intimate again. So that's considered to be assumed to be. And there's even a good chance of being kiddushin. But the Mikshas HaGaonim said, any woman who's nivel if they eidim, doesn't mean eidim, it means eidim and the yichud, tzricha get, chazok and the mosa b'lasa b'laznus. This is rochok b'ein I'm old, ein roi lismoch. They only said a b'ishto shegir shebulvad, or mekadash al tnai ubo al stam, sherehi ishto, with his wife, b'ishto who, Shechaskoso sheino osa bilosa bilaznus ad sheyefores she bilaznus or sheyefores al tnayu boa, but shara noshim hare kol zona becheskel shebol Hashem znus ad sheyefores shul Hashem kiddushin. The Rambam says it's garnished. The question that becomes, what do we do in other more complex and nuanced situations? Let's discuss people who, for example, are married civilly. Do we say, I mean, they are. They go by the name Mr. and Mrs. They hold themselves as being married, and they're living together, having children. What's the din? So Rav Henkin again says he thinks this woman requires a get. Because ein adam osu bilas u bilas nus. The only exception, he says, it's in Russia. Because in Russia, the marriages were broken on a whim. Even in the secular world, that's how things used to go. You just left. So it was in effect the equivalent of an open marriage. Open marriage means a woman can have freedom to do what she wants while she's still married to him. And in Russia, it means she can at any moment say, I'm out of here. So that's not considered to be a valid kiddush. But in any society, which is not that way, that in order to go to another man, she's required to get a divorce of any sort. So then we say, "Ein mosi b'las b'las nus." And if everyone is married civilly, is married halachically, and we are in deep, deep trouble, contemplating untold thousands of mamzerim as well as such women who will remarry without the benefit of a get and have children from a second husband. So writes Rav Henkin. Either Rivash is against him. Well, he tries to quetch the Rivash not to be against him. Baruch Hashem. The overwhelming majority of poskim reject Rav Henkin and saying the Rivash is quite befeirish in these kinds of cases. They went to the Komer, went to the church. That was their version of civil marriage or the equivalency. So in that kind of a case, the marriage is not a good marriage. They don't mean to get married because that's Moshe Yisrael. They want to have a common law relationship. That's fine. But that does not automatically imply a halachic marriage. What about a reform or conservative marriage? So here it gets a little bit more testy. Some say a reform and conservative marriage, Rav Moshe suggests, even Rav Henkin will say that they don't require a get. Why? Because a reform and conservative marriage in and of themselves are no good. Why no good? Well, the reform rabbi doesn't know what he's doing, and they have a double ring ceremony which may have impinge upon the marriage, and who said there any kosher aid him? And even if someone is a tinek shenishba, he's still posel yedus, says Rav Moshe. So therefore, chances are it's not going to be a good marriage, unless we know for a fact otherwise. And moreover, since the couple thinks that they're married by a rabbi with a capital R, so they think, we're married already, no problem. So even if you'll say that if they went to the judge, and they knew the judge has no halachic status, this even a reformed Jew knows. So he went to the judge for the marriage, Rav Henkin is right, even if you'll say, when they live together as husband and wife, that itself creates a marriage, but they went to the reformed conservative rabbi, they're not thinking that way, they think we were married because of our ceremony, under the hupah. That's what Rav Moshe writes. I don't believe it for a second. I think Rav Henkin would argue on reformed conservative also. Rav Moshe is trying to project Rav Henkin to put him into his corner in those kinds of cases. On the other hand, there would also say the other way around. The justice of the peace cannot create a real kedushin, but a conservative rabbi can. Sometimes he himself is a Shomer Shabbos, and sometimes it's when another Shomer Shabbos is around. And even if you accept Rav Moshe's assumption, there's a Shomer Shabbos in the back, he doesn't see the actual Mesiris HaTabas, we don't assume it's a Chazaka, which we would assume by an Orthodox rabbi, but there could be a guy in there in the front that goes to get videos and find out what's going on. It's complicated. Make it worse, not better. L'maisa l'maisa, the Minhag Yisrael, at least in America, is to try to get a get whenever we can. If you cannot, we rely upon Rav Moshe. But, in the last 3 minutes, the following shalit. The shalit came to Yerbosai. I've been a rov in my shul now, 35 years. The first time it happened, last week. I talk about fresh stories. Guy comes to me, I have to talk to you. Okay. I don't know, I'm not sure if I'm married. He's married Rav Osai 30 years. I'm not sure if I'm married. Why? Because they're Balei Tshuva. And I've had many Balei Tshuva come through my shul. Many, many, many. He's the first one with the guts to confront it head on. And I've spoken about it many times, and many opportunities about the Balei to come to me. Never happened before. He said, I have a conservative marriage. I said, were there any kosher witnesses there? It says to me like this, he's not a very learned person. You know, the truth is that one of the witnesses was my father, and one was my wife's father, but they weren't so observant. So, you know, I said, all right, we better take care of this, okay? Well, my children. That's what I told him. Your children are kosher, the mahajim and a mahajrin. That's why I mentioned it earlier today. Because the word pogrom is a sociological statement. But they're kosher as kosher can be. Even if the first wedding wasn't the wedding. And maybe it was the wedding, we always wanted to like a gir l'chumra, a kiddush l'chumra. So we did, I brought him that night to my house. I got a hold of a shtak suba, the shtak avot to usa. I brought one of the choshev erov to my house, in my study, the privacy in my study, let no one in. He bought the ring from her, right? And now belongs to him. He said the magic words and put the ring on a finger. We wrote this new ksuba. The other rabbi and I signed the new ksuba. And I want to know, Ikaradin, were they married the last 10 years that they're from or more or not? So in my humble opinion, I'm not saying it definitely. I'm saying it as a question, which is not resolved, but we often lean in questions, one direction or the other. My lean that they were married before. I'll tell you why. It's obvious this guy felt that his marriage was not really a marriage. He didn't wake up this morning, last week. He was embarrassed. He said, very embarrassed. He just make sure no one's around. I don't want to talk to me behind closed doors. It's a very embarrassing thing. He's married 30 years with kids. There must be 10 couples at least like that who are either in my shul or were in my shul and moved out, you know, as they often are people go in and out. And I think they were also married, Mika Radin. Because they knew, they're Balei Tshuva. They knew that their former conservative marriage is not a good marriage, and they were living as husband and wife in an Orthodox community. So they wanted to make sure they're not living in sin, and they wanted that being together should constitute a marriage. And there were people who assumed that they were being together because of, you know, hey, you're going to be. They walk in and out every day, Mr. and Mrs. So I'm saying it for a reason, because it was a particular case some years back. We're a very big Talmud Chacham passed in against me. The case was, and I'll just end with this story. I think I told you the story once before. there were two friends, and all of a sudden, before I turn around, there was a double divorce, and apparently one was living with the other one's wife while they were still married, and Tabu, he was a kohen, and all of a sudden, the rabbi made smoke and mirrors, magic, everything's fine, she can marry this kohen. Why? Because they were never married in the first place, the original marriage, because of this case. They were married by non-Orthodox rabbis, and they were both living in the community for all those years in the Orthodox community, still not considered to be married. So therefore, the get was no get. She's not a grusha, she's a pnuya. So I said then, the psak rabosai, the mechila of the rabbi, the psak smells. So it smells because, you know, I don't tell you why it smells. But even on a pure halachic psak and mika redin, I think it's wrong. I think they really were married. I don't want to say any more. Stop here. And Lina, tomorrow we'll start with the sugya of Makom and start the sugya of Get Musa. Lina.